Hey, darlings, it's Jules. The pot has been cast has been quiet, and it's time to update y'all on what's been happening since we last saw you in November. How the time flies. At the end of the last year, we decided to take a break, breathe, and regroup before moving into 2025. Holidays came and went, and along with the fresh springtime air came fresh new ideas. Resting works. But let's take a little break from our break and fill you in on all things Pod has been cast. Firstly, we'd like to express our thanks. Thank you for listening with us through every kickoff, every roll of the dice. As we came to the end of last year, we also reached the end of Campaign 2. Yes, the two episodes releasing this week will be the conclusion of Beyond the Fray. We may come back to the world of scavengers and booster ball in the future, but for now, the courts are quiet and the exosuits are back in storage. But don't worry about us. 2025 is going to see a lot of work behind the scenes. So while we won't be releasing new episodes for some time, we will be at the table together cooking up a brand new campaign that'll, with all luck and likelihood, launch early 2026. In the meantime, some changes in housekeeping before we lock up. The PHB Cast Patreon is now open to the public. If you hadn't had a chance to see the bonus releases, now is a great time to subscribe and check it out. If you like what we do here and want to drop some donations our way to help with Campaign 3, feel free to. Otherwise, also feel free to pause your donations until we're back in the game. We'll occasionally be using the Patreon feed and Discord to shout out community activities here in Chicago, group hangs, and help listeners connect with our other friends of the pod, or to shout out volunteer opportunities in the Chicagoland area as we go into the next year. Stay connected with our Patreon, Discord, and social media to be the first to hear about our next campaign when we're done cooking it. Big picture, we're working on how we work, how to make the thing we love doing sustainable for us, the people making it, and how to consistently deliver the content you all have grown to, hopefully, love. Real talk, a lot of us have had a rough year out here. Things in the world are, let's be real, scary right now. Take time to tell stories and play games whenever you can or are able. That helps us get through it. That's why we do this. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you from me to the PHB Cast crew for building beautiful things from the bottom of your hearts. Keep hope, play where you can, lean into your community, and until next time, enjoy the finale of Campaign 2, Beyond the Fray. Champions from Games Yet Played. This is The Pod Has Been Cast, a sci-fi
Let's go.
America for the July. Shut up. This is The Pod Has Been Cast, a sci-fi tabletop role-playing podcast. In this campaign, we're taking you into the solar punk world of Beyond the Fray. Who's playing with me today?
Hi, my name is Alina, and my program, my programs?
What's happening? Well, no.
This
no,
is
no,
it. This
happening?
Is the bit. Keep it going.
No, keep going.
My program.
And my programming is they, them. And with a preference for my name, and I play Spica, whose pronouns are she and her. And I was gonna say, what's your favorite patriotic song that isn't actually patriotic? And mine's I Can Only Imagine.
What song is that?
I can only imagine.
I'm sorry, Alina. We got to do a robot thing now.
Yeah, I was going to say, pick the bit, cool. I guess.
Hey, y'all. My name is Bianca Phipps. I'm programmed to use they, them pronouns. And I'm playing Magnolia,
whose amateur nouns are she, her. And my favorite non-patriotic song
sorry.
Is the only, and I say this with full honesty in my heart and my soul, the only song that I can think of in this moment is Your Body is a Wonderland by John Mayer. I'm going to leave it at that.
They use that to rally the troops.
Your body of work body is a wonderland.
Is a free land.
Wonderland. Your country is a wonderland. My name is Carlos Olmedo. I am programmed to use he, him pronouns. And I play Gaius Borealis, whose rookie nouns are he and him. And my patriotic song is Getting Proud to Be an American.
It's actually a patriotic song.
I know. Thank you.
Matter of perspective there, Jules.
I know. Thank you.
In fairness, we didn't say patriotic for what country?
Whoa.
Canada. I do just feel like now it is important that we clarify before we get to whatever the fuck David's about to do that we are recording this on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Though I'm sure by my calculations, this episode is coming out sometime in the fall.
Sure. Which like literally like, October.
Yeah.
The audience is like, timing. Oh, yeah, I remember the 4th of July.
Back when things were.
We're not going to South Park this show. We're not doing a 6 days to air situation.
Yeah, no.
What's the deal with Ozempic?
What?
You guys hear about this coronavirus?
You guys got to be careful. Who knows what will happen in September?
No, truly.
You know what? That's fair. That is a fair point.
Yeah, that's true. I'm glad that we still have all of our rights. That's the one thing that we can all be thankful for. That's never going to change.
David?
Your programs.
Initializing David.exe program and booting 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Ah, perfect. All right. I am David. My intermediate nouns are he and him. And I am uploading program of Sky, who also uses he, him, intermediate nouns. And favorite song, non-patriot, is probably Life is a Highway by the one and only Rascal Flatts.
You got a little bar talk there at the end.
It sounded like a Daft Punk
song. And then I Kiker, sir.
Yeah, I'm Jules. I use they, them pronouns. And my favorite song that is not patriotic but feels patriotic would probably be the Macarena.
Ooh.
Yeah. And or the Mambo Number 5.
Oh. So basically anything you would hear at a taste of anything, you know?
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
I guess specifically roller rink you would kind hits. Of
yeah.
Like, yeah, either do your roller skating unit in gym class.
I'm blue, da-boo-dee-da-boo-da.
Or perhaps you're like... Your square dancing unit in gym, like whatever. Boot Scoot and Biggie also feels pretty.
Yes.
Let's huddle up real quick before tip off and talk about something that makes this world special.
Hi, welcome to world building. We're going to use a little game called Detail, designed by Declan Lothian. Shout out Declan. I hope you're doing well.
Woo.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, wherever Dick. You are.
Declan fucking hates us.
Please respond to my Instagram message.
Please.
Declan, please.
I've been writing you letters.
Declan fucking hates us.
The word prompt that I pulled is card games. I'd like to sort of like extend this to like any sort of like game that you would play. It doesn't necessarily have to be cards, but it could be cards. I'll start. I think a long-standing, tried and true tradition that has lasted pre, during, and post conflict is the card game Egyptian Rat Screw, otherwise known as
yes,
yeah.
Yes!
Slap Thy Neighbor. I think it is just as brutal and bloody as it is in our universe. I think that it is outlawed in some sects because of how ferocious it can get. But it is fun, and I think like it's like an easy game to pick up and play during like practices and stuff.
I think in Mont Blanc, a huge tourist draw, if there ever was one in that tiny town, is our version of paintballing, which is essentially you have like an arena of like snow forts that's like huge. It's like a wall all the way around and different like barriers and stuff. And then ahead of time, what we do is when we prepare, it's basically a snowball fight, and there's like prepared snowballs in different locations that are painted or like seeped with coloring. Mm. So that when we're chucking snowballs at each other, the coloring like stains your clothes.
Damn. And
yeah, it fucks up your clothes.
snow day style.
Fun. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. It's essentially the same as paintball, but it's just with snowballs.
I'm going to say that it's called Egyptian rat screw. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that you're not allowed to play that in the union. It's only something that the adults know about. And Spica for sure suggests it. And they're like, shush, child. But what they
we do not speak that
we do not yet. Speak it. But what they play instead is golf. And Spica hates it. Longest
Wait,
card
I'm sorry,
game.
They play golf?
Well, the golf card game. Have you the ever played game. That?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like 18 rounds. It's bad. It takes forever and it's boring. Sorry,
and
golf
quiet.
Lovers.
Sorry.
That's it.
I almost think there's a card game that's, I feel like it's called like Bits or something, where it's almost like trading cards, but everything is supposed to be vaguely card sized and shaped. And honestly, maybe there's even like a standard, like it's like a 2-inch by 4-inch card, but it's made out of all sorts of different materials.
Cool.
Like some of them are cloth, some of them are literally metal, some of them are wood, and they have to be like of a comparable thickness to each other, but the whole point of them is to have like, you know, the rarest cards. So it's almost like you're trading like fabric swatches and paint swatches. But the whole point of it is to just get like, you know, I have something from this area of the world. I have something from that's made out of this material, and I think just the rarer stuff that you have, the more valuable it is. And I think for scavengers especially, that makes sense.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's all keep that in mind as we dive into this week's game. Let's check in with our boys. Boys in the house. Do you guys remember America's
Next Top Model? Yeah. Yeah, the boys in motion. Yeah.
Last episode, we are sort of taking our break before you all start your next game against the Gardeners Team Seagrass. And we got a little look at days in the life for Magnolia and Spica. Maybe perhaps the road to redemption there for that relationship. But I'm curious as to what Sky and Gaius are getting up to. You are still going to practice, and, well, you're still supposed to be going to practice. I suppose I'll leave it up to your characters, whether or not you're attending. But there's plenty of other things going on in the city. I have a few things of my own, but I think I'll let you all drive first. So either one of you, what do you get up to in this time?
I think what you said very clearly happens to the two characters. So Gaius is literally on his way to practice, and Sky is literally on the way out. And that's how we bump into each other. I'm like, Sky.
Hey, what's up? I'll see you later.
I'm running late. Where are you going?
Oh, I'm running early. I actually got to go.
I'm running early.
And then my words are saying like, you know, Sky, I don't know if this is a good idea. I mean, like, if we run late, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to get chewed out. We might get benched and we won't be able to play. But my legs are like walking with him away from booster ball practice. And then all of a sudden I look back and the dome is like a mile away.
You say we might get benched, we might not be allowed to play, and I just go, Gaius, when you made the sale, stop selling.
So let me make sure I understand. You two are both playing hooky from practice.
Boys stay out. Boys stay out.
Boys stay out. Boys.
Sky says that, and I go, yeah, boys stay out. Boys stay out. Boys stay out. I get like kind of mad about it. It's like it gets a little frightening.
I think that's fabulous, but I do fear it might affect some of your scores in other locations. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have, since Sky, since this seems to be kind of like your bad influence at work here, I want you
Everyone's
to,
an adult that can make their own decisions, I'm just saying.
Impressionable young snowman. You
Snowboy.
I'm so sorry, Snowboy. I'm so sorry. Let's call this either skill or eye to have you and Gaius kind of get away from practice and either be like unnoticed, or that would be eye, or be able to kind of like smooth it over when you are eventually found out.
For me, I want to treat it as a skill because I wouldn't be sneaking.
Fair enough.
I would just be not going.
Then, yeah, you are simply like, you know, this is a classic play from you. I'll have you add a die to your pool from Gaius's kind of being with you as sort of like an assist on this. But let's see how you do.
All right. So that gives me a plus +2.
Great.
That's a 6, baby.
Let's go.
Yeah, so I think honestly what happens here is both of you managed to get off scot-free. And I guess, you know, you tell me how it happens. I suppose like either maybe you just happened to ditch on a day that practice got canceled.
So funny.
I almost like to think that we pass Lakeside. Mm. And I say, it's Tuesday. We don't have practice today.
And Lakeside kind of looks at you. We don't practice on Tuesday?
Nah, come on. You want to come? Let's go. We're going to go get some food.
Boy. Sky, what are you doing? I'm hiding. I'm pretending to buy apples or something.
You don't want
to
hang out with the coach? Come on.
Don't do that.
Lakeside sort of raises an eyebrow and is like, well, I guess if we don't practice on Tuesday. Oh, then Lakeside joins you.
Oh, shit. Hi, Coach. I was here the whole time. Sorry, I was hiding.
You were... Oh.
I know, okay. I was hiding really well by those apples, but I just wouldn't even know.
Have you met Gaius?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Hello.
You know, I feel like I've met Gaius, but I don't think I've really met Gaius. So this is a great, I don't know, like a bonding opportunity.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, it is.
What are we thinking about Magnolia? What are we doing with our day off?
No, literally, like,
we're
like,
so
like,
mad.
Magnolia's like, where the hell is everybody?
Including like, our coach.
It's Wednesday. We always practice on Wednesdays.
You see, Signature is like coming up the road and sees like the three of you, Sky, Gaius, and Lakeside. It's like, oh, hey, what's up, y'all? Are y'all
you
going
to come? We're going to get some food.
Yeah, boys trip.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's actually do this. So this is honestly share a meal, it sounds like. You all are going out together as this like sort of men's breakfast fellowship like my dad's church used to do, and it always grosses me out. Because I'm like, why do you men need to eat together? Hey, why don't we let women eat for a change?
I'm looking for some fried mangoes. Anyone know where I can get some fried mangoes?
So, Sky, yeah, I want to know where you go. And between
going
the
to the
two
fried
of
mango
you,
stand.
Fried mangoes, okay. Between the two of you, who has the highest heart?
I have a plus +1.
I have a plus +1 as well.
Okay, then we'll say, Gaius, since Sky rolled the skill check, why don't we have you roll the heart check to see how this goes. Along the way, you pick up Rowan, who also comes out to you, and Rowan will give you a bonus to share a meal. That is kind of their thing as they take you to this, you said fried mangoes? What did
fried
you say?
Mangoes.
Yeah, we're going to the fried mango stand.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and the, you see, like, that this is like one of the gardeners has set up this stand a little bit early for the festival, but this is always like a very popular delicacy during that time, and you all take part. So, yeah, guys, go ahead and roll plus art.
Okay. That's a six. Thank God for that extra die.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, whenever you are sharing a meal together, choose a number equal to the number of sixes you rolled plus one, so that's two. The food hits the spot, add plus one to your next die roll. Increase your relationship with another ace who is also eating, buy one. Choose an NPC who's eating and hold one. Spend that hold later to get plus one die to a roll where they help or encourage you in the future. The moment is peaceful, and the referee cannot make standard moves when this move resolves.
So, question, is that, do we both get one, or?
Gaius is sort of the heart of this interaction. So you see, like, you know, you all find, like, a little spot to sit down, and Gaius, you find yourself with that six that you rolled, kind of the center of attention, sort of people asking you about Mont Blanc. You are, like, kind of the strangest person here, and they want to know more about your life and, like, kind of the customs there. And you learn a little bit about everyone else, too. What boons do you select? You have two.
So I think something that's really important to note is that I think Gaius knows that it's Wednesday, but, like Gaius has been reflecting a lot about, what happened in the game, the last game, and really wants to try to, not take it as seriously, try to like bring some levity. So like he's sort of embracing what Sky has to offer, and as this entire thing is going on, he's like sort of looking at Sky to see how he lives outside of Booster Ball, and like trying to get a better understanding of Sky and how he's able to keep his pressure so low.
Spoiler alert, I only live outside of Booster Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You focus in over at Sky and you see Sky talking to the mango man. The mango man is like, oh, you eat all my mangoes. It's such a big group.
And they're delicious. You should be proud. I mean, this really hit the spot, and I want to make sure. I mean,
no, I sounded upset, but I'm happy. I saw so many mangoes this morning.
Sorry, I didn't
Thanks
mean to
a lot,
be so offensive.
Giuseppe. We love you.
We love your mangoes.
He starts juggling mangoes.
Wow, I love when he does this.
Wow, yay.
He catches the mangoes and kisses Sky on the forehead in a way that seems a little bit too familiar. Oh. And goes back to making mangoes. Like
very... Sky kisses him back on his forehead.
Very seems to be sort of
he's
like
a sweaty man. He does get away from it.
He's extremely anyway. Sweaty and hairier than you think. Whatever you're picturing, hairier.
So I'm going to increase my relationship with Sky by one.
Great.
And then the other thing I want to do is I would like to I think like being able to like relax around Lakeside and not have the sort of guru student mentality and or relationship and have more of a like I don't know, like he finally gets to know me not as a player, but as a person.
Totally.
Really makes me feel like the next time I have, if I have some sort of issue, he'll know how to reach out to me better than he did when he just thought of me as a player. So the other thing I want to choose is I choose Lakeside, who's eating, hold one, spend that hold later to get a plus one die to a roll when they help or encourage you in the future.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you all get to know Lakeside a little bit. Lakeside is like smiling and telling you all this story about when they were in the finals one year up in the space station, up with the spacers. And they're basically telling you like how shitty spacer food is. That is all like nutrient pastes and like freeze-dried things.
Powders.
And they're telling you that they have to like be in quarantine for weeks. before they can actually like go on to the space station. So they all have to like sit in these like little cells and eat their freeze-dried meals. And and since it's just the guys telling you about like how it gives you the runs, that bad spacer food is like warning you all about that when you eventually get up there.
I try not to be offensive and mention that I ate scavenger food and it made me shit myself. I try not to say it, but I'm just like nodding. I'm like,
Oh yeah. Fabulous. I suppose that, yeah, that is what you kind of spent your time doing. We flash cut to Zane, Magnolia, and Spike. And who's the book girl? What's her name?
Venti.
Venti, yeah.
Yeah, we've been as soon as like it's like clear that like it's like a girls' day, we stretch and gossip, and then
Locksmith is also there with you all.
Perfect. Included. Yes. We all stretch and gossip.
We play
Smash or Pass.
We're playing Smash or Pass.
Locksmith, with everyone. Yeah. Like...
Locksmith, we're like... He's like...
He reminds me of Butters Zane. From South Park.
Tazane is braiding Locksmith's hair.
Yes. No, exactly. Yes.
That's so funny.
I want to say that like one of the boys who's there like posts a picture of them and says like Tuesday with the boys.
it's signature.
Yeah, totally.
Like, is it Tuesday?
No, literally like there's like a solid like 10 minutes where we're all like, what, where are we?
What, okay, is, if it's happening,
but if it is, when did Tuesday happen?
Wasn't yesterday Tuesday? We didn't practice.
Did we practice
yesterday? Sky?
We ate fried mangoes with Giuseppe.
Right. Giuseppe
if
Tuesday.
If Sky does nothing else during this game, if he can will the fact that it's Tuesday now across the entirety of the community, I will quit. I will quit and be fine. I'd be done. That'd be the last thing I did.
Good fucking God. Moving on from our Tuesday gendered hangouts.
Yeah.
We love the binary.
I think something more serious occurs, Sky, during this time. So you'll remember before, I'm so sorry, Giuseppe's cart pulls away into the distance.
Love that guy. He's still juggling mangoes. Yeah.
Ooh, it's very hard to do.
You have noticed, Guy, that since the Grow incident after your game, things with your mother have been very tense. There are a lot more Grow whisperers kind of swarming around the watchtower. And you've actually found it hard to get any one-on-one time with the God King while this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think you will come upon two things, and you can sort of decide what you want to act on. You will like sort of find Rowan, who has been staying at the watchtower with you, with his dad, one day, like looking like pretty upset about something, mm-hmm. Kind of off by himself. And I think you will also find one day a group of kind of protesters, maybe the wrong word, but kind of like almost like an angry mob shows up outside the watchtower one day demanding an audience with the God King that she doesn't seem to respond to. The girl whisperers are outside trying to calm the crowd down, but your mother has been kind of locked away in her chambers for the time since the incident. Do you do anything to interact with either one of these situations?
I think I try to quell the crowd at
least. Oh, really?
At first, like I think Sky sees this as an opportunity to somebody was just talking about him trying to be better about stepping into any sort of leadership position. And I think this takes a moment for him to go, I mean, no time like the present. Let's fucking go.
So I'm going to have you roll first, and then we'll see what you say.
Okay.
I want you to roll plus your score with your community.
No, fucking. I don't know that off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Community is plus three. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's
nice.
Go.
All
right. That is a six, a four, and a three.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay. So six will be a complete success. You do sort of shut this operation down. Mm-hmm. I will say that you can tell that you have shut this operation down for now, not with finality.
Sure.
But what do you say that kind of disperses this crowd?
Hey, sorry, everybody. It's Tuesday. God King's not here. She's supposed to be... She's actually out. She's having a meeting with there's a group of gardeners that are coming and we're trying to figure out the grow, and you know, it's just we're doing our best. You know, we're doing what we can, and I appreciate everyone's candor, and I appreciate everyone's patience. All I'm asking is for just a little bit more.
There's some grumbles, maybe a couple questions back and forth, but eventually people like sort of start to disperse as they do. Fortuna, sort of your mother's right hand, Grow Whisperer,
yeah,
kind of grabs you by your elbow and like pulls you off to the side.
I do think Fortuna grabs him and he just kind of like rips his elbow away and looks at her like, really?
Yeah. It's sort of that moment where like she is definitely the person that would scold you as a child and maybe has not taken into account that you're not really a child anymore.
I am a full adult.
And
I think I say that.
Hell yeah. There's a bit of a stare down. And I think what we'll do right now, actually, let's have you roll. What is this one?
Intimidation.
Face off.
Face off.
Okay. What is that with? Is that
power?
Yeah. That's a four.
A four? Great. On any roll, you and the person you're confronting will choose, each choose from the list. Hell yeah. So yeah, you get to pick one. You tear them down or embarrass them. You get the last word. You drag someone else into it. If they're an enemy player, you get one clue on them. You lash out physically and they get injured.
I think this is the most. I think this is the most interesting choice for me. Yeah, I think there's a moment where she like grabs him by the elbow, and he just kind of like rips his arm away, and just looks at her like, "I'm a full adult, and maybe if you were good at your fucking job, we wouldn't have to be dealing with this."
Yeah, it sounds like you tear them down or embarrass them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortuna definitely looks cowed for a moment. And like you see some of the other Grow Whisperers looking around, like sort of noticing you kind of check someone as powerful as Fortuna. Mm-hmm. And I think what she will do in response is drag someone else into it. And she
yeah.
will kind of go again to take like to physically take you, think better of it, and say, "I believe your mother would like a word."
And let's
turn
go.
And start moving into the watchtower.
I walk right, like, I try to, like, race her.
She's okay. She's also, like, kind of keeping pace with you as you're going. You make your way into your mother's chamber, sort of what would have been the penthouse of this skyscraper, the very top. You see, the door is usually open, but has been shut in recent days.
Mm-hmm.
As you like sort of open the door, you see you definitely like kind of interrupted, or I should say Fortuna has sort of interrupted an argument between the God King and Rowan's father. At this interruption, you see the God King sort of like makes a noise in protest at Fortuna's like sort of emergence into this room. And you see Rowan's father says...
Sky takes a step back so that it doesn't look like he's also with Fortuna.
You see Rowan's dad sort of looks down and says, "It's fine, I was just leaving." And kind of storms out past you. Fortuna takes a few trepidatious steps in and will say to the God King, again, Sky asserts himself where he should not. He's speaking to the people on your behalf, God King. We cannot allow, and you see like Atlas sort of puts a hand up and kind of gestures for you, Sky, to come closer. As you look at your mother now, there is a certain frailness to her I don't think you're used to seeing. Mm-hmm. She is a towering woman. She cuts an intimidating figure. But as she's sort of like leaning back in this chair, what her would-be throne kind of looking down at you, you kind of see some signs of age, perhaps weakness, starting to creep in. She looks at you, Sky, and says, what's going on?
People are scared, and I was trying to make people less scared. I don't know that that's such a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, Sky.
Great.
You just have to be careful of what you say to people when they're scared. Sometimes hope can be just as dangerous as fear.
Yeah, I just I wasn't raised that way, so.
Fortuna, leave us. Fortuna sort of goes to protest, and you see Atlas just kind of gives her like a glare, and Fortuna leaves, shutting the door behind her. At this, you see Alice kind of like sighs a little bit, and like whatever strength she had sort of summoned for this interaction, you see kind of leave her. And she like goes and like takes a drink of something inside of like a chalice.
Can I see what it is?
Yeah, it's pungent. You can tell that much. And as the cup sort of leaves her lips, it leaves like a green sort of a goopiness around her lips that she kind of quickly wipes away.
Mm-hmm.
You're not familiar with what this substance is exactly, though.
Hey, what's that?
A concoction from the gardener, something to help with the current situation. Listen,
do you know
Sky,
what's in it?
I know enough. I know it'll help.
Okay.
I didn't come to your last game.
You were busy. We won.
I'm sorry I wasn't there to see it. I hear you were very theatrical.
It's kind of our whole vibe, so.
Yeah. I'm glad you're getting a chance to be a kid for a while.
What a time to do that.
I just want you to know that I have everything under control. I know things are very scary right now, but I will take control of the city.
I'm not scared. I'm annoyed more than anything.
What are you annoyed about?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I feel like one big part of pushing this whole thing on me has been to teach me how to like cooperate and interact with other people and actually, like, I don't know, lean on people when I need to. And I just can't help but feel like maybe I'm not the only one that kind of needs to learn that lesson a little bit.
Roll plus heart.
Hang on, I'm making sure I did this right.
Okay.
I have a plus one.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled two dice. Correct?
Oh, you should just roll one. If you have plus one.
Fucking damn it. Okay, I'm just going to roll again. Yeah. Because I got a six and a one.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's a two.
Okay, great.
Right in the middle.
You speak the truth here, and it's not so much that you anger the God King, your mother.
Right.
That seems to almost kind of wound her a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you see her kind of like close herself off a little bit. And she says, I heard about what you did. Getting people out of that building. And downstairs just now, dispersing that mob. Maybe I don't have much more to teach you. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you'll be something better than I ever was. But I only know how to do this one way. And it would help me greatly if I didn't have to worry about you undermining me. If you would support me. Can I count on your support, Sky?
Ma, I think you can do anything. I just need you to feel like maybe you passed that gene on.
Then there's something I need from you. The boy, Rowan, on your team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just had mangoes.
Giuseppe.
He's good. He's so much hairier than you think.
You see a smile kind of crosses her face. Good. Get close to him if you can. I have reason to suspect his father is keeping things from me. It would be helpful if we had an inn with the gardeners. Someone that we could use. Is okay. That something you're capable of?
Yep.
That'll be all.
Sky does a big giant salute and like a hand like fully pushed away and an exaggerated turnaround and marches out the door.
Yeah, she chuckles slightly as you do this. And what we, the audience, see as the doors sort of close is the God King sort of grunts and like doubles over, grabbing at her side. Mm-hmm. And you see out of her eye a green tear streaks out. Gaius!
La 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 la.
Indeed. Yeah. Things have been good for you since the game. I think the only thing that happens maybe out of the ordinary is Fexofenadine will approach you, sort of checking on you since your episode at the game, trying to see like how you're doing.
I'm doing a lot better. I can't thank you enough for taking care of me when I was feeling that way.
I'm glad I was here to help. I know it's a lot of pressure. All of the attention, winning the games, and perhaps my presence hasn't helped with that, but I want you to know that I'm on your side.
I actually think the opposite. At first, I was very nervous about the extra pressure that your movie thing was going to bring, but having you specifically around has been really helpful. And if there's anything I can do to make your making of this movie even easier and less stressful for you, if I could return that favor, I'd be more than happy to.
Wow. You see a sly smile sort of crosses her face. What a lovely thing for you to offer, because I was just going to ask if you'd be willing to talk about it.
Like on the movie?
Yeah, like on the movie.
Now all of a sudden he gets nervous. He's like, yeah, I said I would, and I'm going to do it. I made that promise. Yeah, I can do that. I can do it.
With a few strokes on her tablet, you see her drone sort of like activates and like floats over near your face.
Oh, right now. Oh,
a light sort of turns on, illuminating you.
Everything else goes dark. It's like, It's like all of a sudden a fucking quick, studio.
Like, a crew comes out and like puts makeup on you really fast.
It happens so fast.
Fex will say, of course, if you're uncomfortable, we could do this some other time.
I'm fine.
So, in your last game, you had a panic attack. Is that the first time that's ever happened?
I have to be honest, right? I have to tell you, like, as honest as possible, is that... That's the deal?
Honesty helps, but honestly, you should say whatever you feel like you need to say.
I thought maybe in my life I've been far enough removed from this pressure that I would be okay. When I lost my parents when I was really young, I experienced something very similar, but I kept telling myself that I'm okay, that I'm okay, that I'm okay, and then finally when the pressure became crushing, my body sort of took care of the rest, and I didn't really have much control. So, no, I have experienced that before, but I thought I was away from it, but it turns out I wasn't.
You speak about your parents a lot. Would you mind telling us what happened to them?
Yeah, so I'm actually really proud of my parents. They both were engineers in the town where I'm from, Mont Blanc, and they did a lot of work to fix up the town, you know, build different energy assist, like different machines that created energy systems for the town. We didn't have a lot of resources out there, so they did a lot of work to take the little that we had and maximize the amount of survivability out there. Mont Blanc wouldn't be where it's at without my parents. Unfortunately, when I was very young, they both were in an accident. And it took their lives, which was very, very hard.
And it left you and your brother alone. Atticus?
Yeah. I have an older brother. His name is Atticus. And I, to be honest with you, I was so preoccupied with how sad it was that they were gone. I didn't take the time to see how it was affecting my brother. The only thing I noticed that was that he would pull me out of my sadness by bringing me to Booster Ball. He took me to my first game. He showed me a bunch of film. As a matter of fact, he's the reason why I look up to Sweet Hank, because I saw him make that kick, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. So my brother was huge in getting me out of that sadness. Unfortunately, I haven't seen him in a long time, so I'm hoping I can bump into him someday.
And how do you feel about that, not being able to see him? Is there any resentment there?
I don't know if I would say resentment, but it's more confusion. He used to be very open about helping me through my feelings that I thought he would be open with his feelings. But the fact that he just sort of left without saying a word confuses me, because then I don't know if any of it was real, if he was struggling. I honestly, I don't even know if he's alive, to be honest.
Well, guys, given everything you've been through, the victory, the heartbreak, the crushing pressure, if you could say something to your brother right now, what would it be?
In Mont Blanc, we have this tradition where whenever we go out into the snow, we wear these scarves, and I pull out my scarf from my backpack, and it's a long gold scarf. And we wear these to so that we can keep an eye on each other, so that if we get lost in the snow, well, we'll be able to find each other easily. And I just want him to know that if he's still out there, that I'll find him.
Roll plus I for me.
Okay. That's a one.
Yeah, you see like a look sort of wash over Fex's face. And to you, you think maybe you didn't do a very good job on this interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, what you read off of her expression. And she presses a few things on her tablet, and everything sort of turns off, and she stands up. And she says, I'm sure that was difficult. Thank you for doing that, Caius.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it wasn't exactly what you were looking for. I just kind of said it was the first thing that came to mind. I'm sorry if you were looking for something a little more elegant.
It's not about what I'm looking for. I do this to find the truth. If what you said is your truth, then that's all I need.
Yeah, I tried my best.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And again, if you need any help, I know these drones are really cool, but if you want me to, I don't know, be like a little production assistant, I'd be more than happy to help you out if you want.
I think maybe you don't need another job to think about, kid.
Okay, well, thank you. I do that awkward thing that actors do in auditions where they're just kind of like, okay, well, all right, well, you have a great day, as I slowly inch towards the door.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. You know, just like call me or, you know, just like, you know, come to booster ball practice and like yell my name if you need anything, okay?
Okay. Could you close the door on your way out?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I try to do it as like nicely as possible. It like it's like it's it goes really slow. The door closes, and all you hear is click as I slowly spin the handle back into it being like closed.
Fabulous. We zoom forward in time into another place in Last City, a place we haven't visited quite yet, Booster Stadium. The a large reclaimed stadium. Who knows what game the ancient ones played on these grounds? But for now, it's been converted into a booster ball stadium. You walk along this long pitch, headed towards the court, and you are surrounded on all sides by stands filled with fans, scavenger and gardener alike, as your game sort of kicks off the celebration between these two communities of peoples coming together. The roar of the crowd is deafening, and as is their tradition, you see the gardeners come and meet you halfway in the middle of the court, and they all like hold out a hand for you to shake. They're wearing their traditional colors of aqua and the sort of light seafoam green. And they all smile big. And some of them even, maybe some that you've seen before, reach out to embrace you as they do. Definitely a very different energy from the angels. These feel more like comrades versus your... fucking enemies. I don't know.
Yeah, our rivals. Yeah.
Yeah, versus your rivals. You see Magnolia.
Yes.
Their captain comes to greet you. A young man, their captain is younger than you even.
Ooh.
By the name of Juniper. He comes up, he gives you a hug, and he sort of holds you by the shoulders. Let's have a great match.
Yeah, let's.
I heard you won your first game.
Yeah, we did. What about you guys?
No. No. If we lose this one, we're out. But if you all win, then you're automatically going to the next round.
That's true.
Then your other games don't even matter.
That's true. That's a good amazing. Point.
You guys are going to do amazing.
You too. Let's have good game, huh?
Let's have a good game. Let's give them a show. Sort of pointing to the folks in the bleachers.
Yeah, and Magnolia sort of like waves when he points and then kind of ruffles his hair. I imagine that like that we know each other, that like I know
Yeah,
him.
You've definitely seen Juniper around. Juniper was not a captain last season. Juniper is their forward. But it's definitely like risen in the ranks since the last you saw June.
And I think there's probably a moment where Magnolia's like, look at you! We're the one! Let's go!
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
Let's give him a good show. I'm not going easy on you.
Oh, you see like a look of pterosaur spread across his face. It's like, yeah, yeah. And you know what? Team Seagrass won't go easy on you either. Isn't that right, Seagrass? And you see, like kind of scattered. They're like, yeah, no, totally. Yeah, we got this. We got this. We got this. We got this.
Just one of them is saying that. None of them are joining in. It's
really awkward. A couple of them are like, what? You see, Spica, one of them sort of is like, has like a something wrapped in a napkin, and is like, hey, I made this. It's like, it's different like granolas and, some like seeds and stuff. And, honey is like kind of the binding agent. And, it's got like a nice crunch to it. I don't know if you want it,
For Spica looks behind them. Her looks behind her. For me?
Yeah, I mean, if you want it. Oh, here, let me see. He like, or she unwraps a little bit of it and like takes a bite. See, it's fine, it's safe. I don't know, just in case.
No,
I mean, this isn't a prank or anything.
I didn't think that you were poisoning me, don't worry. No, I'm just surprised.
That'd be crazy.
Seeds are great,
you,
right?
You hear Sky say, don't eat it.
No, it's fine. Takes another bite. Well, now I've eaten most of it.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. And then Spica takes
it more.
And tries it.
It's fine.
Seeds and honey.
Spica is overjoyed and then also turns towards Sky. And is like, seeds. See?
Normal.
Normal.
And I come up. I'm like, please don't drink them again. Please don't drink them again.
I'll do whatever I damn well please. And then turns back to the other team members like, what was your name?
Oh, me? Wow. God, this was supposed to be like a cute little moment, not so much like I'm a person now. My name's Moth.
Hey, Moth. Hold on. And Spica pulls like just a handful of just like the raw seeds out into her palm and offers it.
Oh, my God.
To Moth.
These are beautiful. Did you collect these yourself?
Yeah, I did. I always keep some on me.
Are you sure you're not a gardener?
Pretty sure.
That's amazing. This is amazing. This is my first year playing. I've never played for this many people before. It's so loud in here.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm excited to play. I don't know. I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I'll see you out there. I'm gonna kick your ass, but I mean, I'm excited.
What?
Oh, I mean, like not like act, like I'm not gonna actually like kick your ass, like like metaphorically. Oh. Like I'm gonna beat you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I hope you do. I mean, I would like to beat you, but also, I don't know. I guess I'd feel kind of bad.
Oh. Oh. All right. You're weird, but I like you.
And with that, your second match in the tournament begins.
Oh, okay.
With the okayest start ever. <that's Bam>. Yeah. God damn it. All right, some of your fucking recordings.
Oh, that's it. That's the end.
This has been Beyond the Fray, a Pod Has Been Cast production. This episode was edited by David Moreland, with music direction from Carlos Olmedo. Original music by Smallhounds. Check out their debut album, Triangles, wherever you get your music. Additional music and sound effects listed in the episode description. Find us on our website, thephbcast.com, on Instagram, @thepodhasbeencast, and please rate, review, and subscribe. Hall of Patrons! Welcome to the Hall of Patrons, where we honor those patrons that have gone the extra mile in supporting this podcast. They have been cast nude in marble statues for all to see and to gaze upon their glory. I'm talking about statues of Omar, Big Daddy Dumper, Amir, Emily B, Desmond Universe, Warren Daly, Arlo Howard, Adrian, The Human Highlight Reel, Olives, Todd Allworm, Michael Sepcott, Matt Hunter, Sam Weissman-Haller, Zachary S. Zimbal, Aaron Jansen Silic, Jace 93, David Moreland, Elijah Sloan, Sarah Harrison, Jerrica Hookie, Zelda S., Rhea Strong, and my big brother Juan. Thank you, Patreons. If you want to be like these naked, beautiful, glistening statues, head on over to patreon.com and help us out at any tier you feel comfortable giving. Every little bit helps, and we love all of our Patreons. We have different gifts for different levels. Our highest tier will get you a shout out on the show, and at all tiers, you get access to our exclusive Discord, and perhaps a little bit of content coming your way every month. Who knows? But as always, thank you, patrons. Hey, I love you, darling. Now get the hell out of my house. Bye.